This is episode number 391 with Wes Fiffner.
The Melissa Ambrosini Show. Welcome to the Melissa Ambrosini Show. I'm your host, Melissa, best-selling author of Mastering Your Mean Girl and Open Wide. And I'm here to remind you that love is sexy, healthy is liberating, and wealthy isn't a dirty word. Each week, I'll be getting up close and personal with thought leaders from around the globe, as well as your weekly dose of motivation so that you can create epic change in your own life and become the best version of yourself possible. Are you ready, beautiful?
I'm super excited to tell you about one of today's podcast sponsors, Juve. Now, I first got a Juve so many years ago, and Nick and I love it. Basically, it's red light therapy that enhances recovery, improves your skin health, mental acuity, sleep, blood circulation, and reduces inflammation. The science is out, and it is awesome. I think it's pretty amazing how red light can stimulate the cells in your body to produce more energy, which gives your body the fuel it needs to function properly. I personally feel so much energy, my skin is way more plump, and I'm a lot less sore when I use it. Check out episode 389 that I did with Melissa, the founder of Juve, for more information. And the awesome news is, they have just launched a new, super affordable, and battery-powered Juve Go that you can take with you anywhere, which is awesome if you travel a lot. It fits in the palm of your hand and is just as powerful as the larger devices, making spot treatments easy and effective. For a limited time, Juve wants to hook you up with an exclusive discount on your first order. Just go to juve.com/Melissa and apply the code Melissa to your order. That's JOOVV.com/Melissa. Wes is a member of Juve's leadership team and leads all their marketing efforts. He has a background in marketing and is a complete nerd when it comes to all things health and fitness related. And in today's episode, we chat about why there is so much buzz around red light therapy and what it actually does, why illumination is such a massive but overlooked part of epic health, and the crucial difference between red and blue light, how infrared therapy can fix your circadian rhythm and solve your sleep issues, which so many people have. We also chat about why this is a life-saving device for those breastfeeding mamas at nighttime, how the Juve can help heal your wounds, stimulate collagen growth for glowing skin, and give you a delicious 8 hours sleep every night, how our modern lives have become overrun with blue light and how this is causing damage to so many aspects of our health, the two mind-blowing books about sleep that kickstarted Wes's entire journey, and so much more. And for everything that we mentioned in today's episode, you can check out in the show notes, and that's over at melissaambrosini.com/391. And now, without further ado, let's bring on Wes Fiffner. Wes, welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you here. But before we dive in, can you tell us what you had for breakfast this morning?
Wow, I've never been asked that before a podcaster. I like it. Thanks for having me, Melissa. This morning, actually, my fiance made me French toast, and then I follow that up with some eggs and some sausage. Typically, I do more of a heartier breakfast, and then I'll go majority of the day without eating until like dinner time.
Yeah, cool. That's very common. That long intermittent fasting really works for a lot of people. I, on the other hand, am definitely not intermittent fasting. I'm pregnant at the moment, so that is definitely not something I'm doing. I'm doing the opposite, which is fun. It's really fun.
Well, congratulations. We have she'll be 15 weeks tomorrow. So we just got through the whole process and she is a handful and naps are a struggle right now, but she's awesome.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Wow, that's amazing. Such a miracle, isn't it?
It is. It's my first and I can say I thought I was ready, definitely was not ready.
So I am super excited. We got a Juve many, many years ago. When we lived in Sydney, we had one and we used it and we loved it. And it's incredible. So I want to hear from you, like, what is this light therapy? What is red light? I want to dive into the benefits. But first, what is that thing behind you that is red right now? I'm sure so many people have seen lots of people on social media using these red light devices, and lots of people are wearing the blue blocking glasses, and they're a lot more conscious of light pollution and blue light. So what is red light? Why is this important that we look at it? What's the difference between red and blue light? Can you kind of dive into all of that?
Absolutely. And a good place to start that I like to kick things off is really understanding what light is in general. And before Juve, my understanding of light was that it's illumination. It's something that helps us see. I didn't know light actually had all these other benefits. Other than I'd heard from the sun, right? Who hadn't heard the sun's good for vitamin D, right? But most people, if you ask them, what does vitamin D really do in the body? They probably can't tell you. They just know it's good for you, right? So my point in saying that is most people have a very little understanding of what light is. And so when you approach it that way, hearing that specific wavelengths of light can boost skin health, can support inflammation and reduce it, can potentially improve your hormones, can potentially help your sleep. It really sounds crazy. You're like, what is this new snake oil thing that's going around? This is BS. Okay. And so really when you break it down, and this is what I did, is I looked at what is light in general. And when you look at it, the scientific term for light is electromagnetic radiation. So it's energy. Light is energy that travels in waves, and there's different intensities of it, but that's what it is on its base form. It's energy. Okay. So that's a helpful understanding. And the sun, the first original source of light, is full spectrum, and it delivers a wide range of different wavelengths that do different things. A couple of them we know, right? Infrared from the sun heats the earth. The UVA, UVB rays, those provide vitamin D for us and help us generate that. But then there's these other wavelengths, like what does blue light do? What does green light do? What does red and near infrared do? And it just so happens by accident, they discovered that red light in the late 1960s, they were trying to remove a tumor from a rat's tail. And they used a laser in the red spectrum. And what it did is it did not remove the tumor, but it generated hair growth on the tumor. So they thought, what the hell? How did we just do this? So that's what kicked off this whole path of looking at red and near infrared light. And then, you know, that was with a laser. And then in the early 90s, NASA started using LEDs in space to grow plants. And so, and that obviously evolved to say, hey, maybe we don't really need to use high powered lasers. Maybe we can use LEDs. And so that's how it's kicked off majority of PBM, which is photobiomodulation, the scientific term for red and near infrared light therapy. And so LEDs are primarily used. And so for those wondering, okay, why red? Well, it just so happens that after that, figuring out that it grew hair, scientists started diving in. And what we've discovered, when I say we, because we're now involved in research, is that red and near infrared actually have an amazing effect on our cells in our body, and specifically an organelle in our cells known as the mitochondria. And I'm sure a lot of people have heard, that's kind of a buzzword nowadays, especially in the alternative health space. It's like, wow, if you can affect the mitochondria, you can almost affect the entire body. And so what red and near infrared light does, it stimulates the mitochondria in the cells to produce more energy known as ATP. And ATP is an energy currency of the body. And so these cells create energy that's free floating in the body to use. So that's what it does on the base mechanism, is red and near infrared stimulate energy in your body for your body to use as it sees fit, which is pretty remarkable if you think about it. And there's a whole host of benefits that can stem from that, but that's kind of the nitty gritty. As far as blue light goes, blue light, I know, you use the term junk light, and blue light, I will say this with blue light, it's a very necessary light, and I think it gets a bad rap because blue light is what helps us get up in the morning, right? Then the sun comes up and the sky is blue. That stimulates cortisol instantly in the morning. And cortisol is what we need for wakefulness. And then by the end of the day, after midday, blue light naturally from the sun, because the sun goes further away, blue light's a shorter wavelength. And so it doesn't really make it to the earth until virtually when you just see the sky is red or orange. That's because blue light's not even making it to where you're at anymore. It's only red and near infrared because those are longer wavelengths. And so blue light should be diminishing throughout the day. But now in our day and age, we don't, right? In fact, it's increased, right? We have big computers, big TVs. And so blue light is very necessary because it stimulates cortisol, but we're overexposed to blue light. You know, we're just overexposed and we don't get outside enough. So blue light's a very necessary for our circadian rhythm. But when overexposed, it can just cause havoc on your sleep. It can cause eye fatigue, you name it.
Yes, I love this so much because it's another piece to the wellness puzzle. So many people are, they're moving their bodies. They are looking after their nutrition. They're doing some sort of stress management with meditation. They're looking at their sleep. But it's kind of this forgotten piece of the puzzle, how important light is. And that's why I really wanted to talk to you about it, because the benefits are incredible. Like you said, the ATP, energy production, the enhanced cellular function, inflammation, improved blood flow, sleep optimization, recovery, healing, performance, skin health and beauty, and also for our mental health. So there is such a range of benefits that we get from this incredible red light. And I love that you did mention we do need that blue light in the morning to wake up and to get going in the day, but we are definitely overexposed. Massive TVs, we're glued to our phones, we're glued to our computers, and this is affecting our health and it's affecting our sleep and circadian rhythms and all of that. So I want to know as well, I want to know the difference between the Juve products and say infrared saunas.
That's a really good question. That's one of our searched FAQs, people that come to our website wondering what the difference is, because they've typically heard of infrared from an infrared sauna and they want to know, is this the same? So I'm really glad you asked that question. They're both are great therapies, first of all, red and near infrared light, and then saunas, they're great. And infrared saunas in particular are great as well, but they're just very different mechanisms of action. And I'll go into it a little more. A lot of sauna companies will claim that they're full spectrum saunas. So they have mid, near, and far. Okay. But near infrared contains very little heat. And when you go into a sauna, mid and far are the ones that actually provide the heat to your body. And so in a sauna, you're getting mostly mid and far. And what those wavelengths do is they're absorbed by the water, interstitial water layers of your body, and they heat your core body up. And that and the mechanism then is you induce heat shock proteins, their body reacts to sweat to keep it cool, and you eventually start sweating and detoxing. That's the mechanism of a sauna. It puts stress on your body using infrared light, mid and far. Now, near infrared and red, those are a much closer spectrum. And what those wavelengths do is actually deliver energy to your body. So a sauna, an infrared sauna, is putting stress on your body, versus a red light therapy device like Juve is giving your body energy.
Right. Okay. So the other one's a bit more depleting, where the Juve is energizing.
Yeah. And both of them are good, right? It's good to put your body under stress. And so how we recommend to customers is use your Juve after your sauna to recover, because there's no doubt about it. When you go in a sauna, your body's working. Your body's working because it needs to keep its core temperature and maintain it. That's why you sweat, is to maintain that core temperature. Because if your body starts to heat up, when it heats up too much, that's not a good thing. That's why your body works. So a lot of times, I don't know about you, but when I come after a sauna, you feel good, but you almost feel like, I kind of feel like I got a workout, especially if I'm in there for like 40 minutes. And so using a Juve light after is a better way to help speed up that recovery after a sauna session.
For those that are not visually seeing this, you've got that your Juve in the background. Do you just have that on all day?
You know, today I'm in Los Angeles and it's very dreary out. It's been rainy all day. I hate it when it's like that. I know I'm spoiled because I live in such a sunny climate. But so what's on right now on our new Generation 3 products that we launched last fall is there's an ambient setting. And so it delivers a much lower intensity of light. And so I have it on just as lighting in the house to try to give myself some more wavelengths of natural different wavelengths of light during the day because I'm inside most of the day. So I just have it on as on the ambient setting, which is actually really nice at night because I don't have to turn on any lights. I don't have to turn on any blue light. I can light up this entire room, my kitchen, anything in red light. And the reason why you'd want to do that at night is for not halting any melatonin production, because blue light can, like we talked about, if it stimulates cortisol, it's going to halt melatonin. And so if you're halting melatonin, you're not going to get that deep, restful sleep. You may fall asleep, but if you're tracking your sleep with devices that are, you know, there's plenty of them out there nowadays, you're not going to get that long, restful, deep sleep where a lot of tissue is repaired and different things like that. You're not going to get that deep sleep if you don't have the melatonin.
So I've been talking about this a little bit on my Instagram stories and thinking about it a lot, because right now as I'm pregnant, I've been getting up to go to the bathroom one or two times per night, and I can do it without turning on any lights. So we've got pretty much a blackout room now. I know how to get to the bathroom without bumping into anything. And there's a little bit of the moonlight comes in, which is fine to kind of navigate where the door is. However, I'm thinking a lot about, okay, well, I'm going to be getting up to breastfeed soon. So I've got some red lights and I've also got my blue blocking glasses and things like that. But this is a great thing to put on as well, wouldn't it be?
Oh, you bet. Glad you said that, because I just did an Instagram live before this with another person, and him and his wife just had a baby. And during the night, and I've just been going through this, you know, the baby, especially the first couple of weeks, he or she is going to wake up virtually every 1.5 to 2 hours to feed. And light, you name it, is your worst enemy, because you do not want to wake the baby up. You want to quickly feed him or her and then put him or her right back down. And red light is great. And that's why I use, I've been using actually I'll kind of shine it there. This is our little handheld device, and that has the same ambient setting. And so I'll turn that on and it'll light up and we can see in the room, we can change a diaper, do all that stuff very easily without wanting to stimulate the baby. In the first weeks, they're not as sensitive as we are now jumping into week 15. She's very, very sensitive to stuff like that. Very, very sensitive to different light, and it can stimulate her. The red light has that very calming effect. So yeah, that would be a great idea for when you're waking up in the night.
Yes, that little handheld one, definitely. That's such a good idea. Even if I just keep that on my bedside table and flick that on, change and then feed and then flick it back off. That's such a good idea. It's almost like you need one of them. You know how you've got the camping ones around your head? You guys need to invent one like that. Like just a little red light just sits on your forehead that goes around your head so that we've got our hands free. And that's another thing as well. Like I've been conscious about, well, I don't want to also wake Nick up, who will be sleeping next to me. I want to keep it as dark as possible, still being able to see what I'm doing, but I want to be able to keep it as dark as possible to keep Nick asleep and to also keep baby in that really juicy, lovely sleep mode. And also for myself, because I want to be able to get back to sleep as quickly as I possibly can.
Yep. And it's a great tool to do that. Sometimes my fiance, she will actually, because she, you know, you'll get to the point where you're just so tired, she'll use the phone sometimes to stay awake herself. So she stays attentive when feeding the baby, because it can be tough those first couple weeks, because your body has to adjust to, okay, now we're going to have multiple wake ups in the night. And your body does adjust, and eventually you kind of settle in. So that's what's another interesting part of light, is you can use light for different ways as long as you understand it. And that's where I feel like we're finally at. As health enthusiasts, we're starting to figure out how to wield light to our benefit versus just not really thinking about it. And once you start wielding it to your benefit, it can do amazing things for you and for your body.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've had a couple of experts on the show talking about light, Jack Cruz and Andy Mant. And my husband and I, as soon as the sun goes down, all the lights are off. We pop our blue light glasses on and we go to bed super early as well. So it's really important. And I know for me, it makes such a difference. Like I get into bed and I fall asleep very easily. You know, it's a gift. It's so beautiful. It's not fun when you're laying there for hours and hours trying to fall asleep. But I'm curious to know, in terms of pregnancy, only because I am pregnant right now, is it safe to use during pregnancy? What are your thoughts? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Right now, it's more of an unexplored area. There hasn't been any significant scientific data. And what I mean by that is there hasn't been a controlled study showing pregnant women using it versus a placebo group of pregnant women using it. What are the effects? You know, is the pregnant group healthier than the non-pregnant group? There hasn't been any studies like that. However, you know, so it's best to discuss that with your physician and see if it's safe. And we've had a lot of other health influencers like yourself who have used it during pregnancy or different things like that. And Dr. Hamblin, who's a research professor we work with, he's on our scientific advisory board. He says it would only be very, very beneficial, especially with the development of the baby and all the new stem cells that are active during the pregnancy and when the baby is growing. But it really isn't there. I can't give you a solid answer. And so it has to be discussed with your local physician.
Yeah, that's good to know. That's really good to know. And you don't want to just go into anything not knowing. So I definitely think that's important because I've used this before I was pregnant and it's amazing. I've got a friend using it right now who just had surgery. She actually had her breast implants taken out. And so she's been sitting in front of her Juve every day for the boosting of the collagen and the healing. So she's loving that. And yeah, I mean, so many people get such a benefit from it. But if there's a question mark over it, it's definitely important to consult your physician.
Yeah. And the skin health part and the wound healing is a very, very interesting component to what can happen. And that kind of goes into how red and near infrared can affect the fibroblasts in your skin and affect those cells. And again, power those mitochondria to produce an increased healing effect, and then also potentially increase collagen naturally. And that's what's great about this therapy is it's not a drug. It's not something artificial you're putting in your body. It's delivering energy. And as your body receives that energy, it can react and do what it needs to do with it. And so it's pretty remarkable. In fact, somebody just today released or tagged us on a post and showed stretch marks. And I believe it was pre and post like pregnancy. And she said, I've been using this for 2 weeks and you can see in the before and after photo, it's drastically different. So stuff like that is so cool to get tagged on and seen of like how it's impacting people in different areas, right? Because you have, at the same time, you have somebody using it to heal stretch marks. And then you have another person using it maybe to boost their recovery or reduce inflammation or potentially trying to use it for hormonal benefits. So that's what's very, very interesting about light and specifically these wavelengths is it has numerous potential effects on the body that are all beneficial.
Yeah, absolutely. And not only all of those benefits, let's talk a little bit about mental health. So how does this affect our mental health?
Good question. It can affect it in a variety of different ways. One would help your sleep, right? If you're getting adequate sleep, I don't think anyone on the planet would disagree that the better sleep you have, the more mentally prepared you're going to be for that next day. I mean, how many of us have woken up with brain fog before because we had a restless night's sleep and the day was just awful? I think there's numerous people that would say that's the case. So definitely from a sleep component, from an energy standpoint too, as you're giving your body energy and your body's just overall healthier. But there is a component that takes place in the brain. And there's a percentage of these wavelengths that can penetrate and actually make its way to the brain and provide anti-inflammatory effects. So you will find some studies that show helping, you know, someone that had a traumatic brain injury, that their symptoms are drastically reduced by using red and near infrared light, right? And a traumatic brain injury could be a car accident, you hit your head, or, you know, you're playing sport and you have a head injury. Anything that would cause some injury on the brain or post-traumatic stress, it gives you a very calming effect. And I'm sure you can probably attest to this, that when you're in front of the device and you're in front of the light, you just feel a calming effect. And I think what's happening, my personal belief is that you're shifting, and most people shift from a sympathetic state, so that's your fight or flight, to a parasympathetic state where your body is in a relaxed state. I think there is a shift mentally that happens when that takes place.
Yeah. Recently, my team and I were looking for a designer to create some new Instagram story and feed animations for this show. because my usual designer is on maternity leave, that meant we had to look somewhere else. Then we came across Design Crowd, and I have to say, we were so impressed. Basically, Design Crowd is a website with hundreds of thousands of designers ready to help you create your perfect custom design. Whether that's a logo, website, book cover, or social media ad campaign, a quality design can make a huge difference to your overall engagement and success in a competitive market. There are over 900,000 super talented designers from around the world ready to submit creative ideas, ensuring you get the perfect custom design every single time. Now, within hours of posting your job brief online, you'll receive your first design. And over the course of 2 to 7 days, a typical project will receive 60 to 100 plus different designs. You then simply pick the best design and approve payment to the designer. That's it. How easy is that? Check out designcrowd.com/Melissa. That's designcrowd.com/Melissa to receive up to $150 off. And keep an eye out on my Instagram over the coming weeks to see what we created with Design Crowd. Are there any negative side effects that you have discovered or seen from red light?
There is the potential for some detox symptoms to take place, and they're very mild.
Detoxing is good, right?
Absolutely. That's what I was going to say. So I was going to say, well, is that really a negative effect? Theoretically, that would be super encouraging that you're using this device and you start seeing detox effects. That means it's drawing something out of the body that does not need to be there. And that's virtually all the years that we've been producing these panels and with customers, is that's the only negative side effects, you know, we've recorded through the years, is just minor detox symptoms. There is a very, very, very small percentage of people, and I mean less than 1%, that can be light sensitive, where it almost feels like it's too much energy way too fast. And so with those individuals, we recommend starting with a 1 minute treatment just to see how you react and then build from there. And in fact, we almost recommend every customer start that way, just in case it's too much energy, too fast. So that's really it. You won't find any negative reports out there in the studies or anything to date. So it's a very, very, very safe therapy.
That's awesome. And then going back to the pregnancy thing, you don't want to be detoxing whilst you're pregnant. You want to be building and making sure you're really robust. So detoxing is not something that you would recommend during pregnancy, but yeah, afterwards, using it on those, if you do have the stretch marks or whatever, yeah, it's great for that.
With our products, you can choose between wavelengths or you can use both at the same time. So if you don't want the light to penetrate very deep in the body and almost stay on the superficial layers, like say your skin health and you want to treat stretch marks or you want to treat a wound, anything along those lines, you can turn the near infrared off and just treat with the red. So you're just going to really treat your skin. You don't run that risk of it going too deep into the body and potentially, you know, causing a detox effect.
Oh, that's good to know. Yeah, that's really helpful information. Yeah, I'm really fascinated with this whole world of light. And I think it's such an important piece of the wellness puzzle, definitely. And we do need to look at it. People come over to our house in the evening and they're like, it's so dark in here. We don't have any lights on. It's so much nicer. And whenever we go away, we turn all the lights off and it's just so much nicer. And a lot of our friends are on this same journey. So they get it. They get that we like it dark and that we wear our blue light blocking glasses and things like that. So you're not the odd one out in my friendship circle, which is great.
When you make that switch, and then when you actually go into a house that's really lit up bright, it's terrible. It's not fun. And you're almost, wow, I don't even want to be in here. It's too bright. I got to get out of here. Like an example would be if I got to run to the store, you know, at 8 o'clock at night or 10 o'clock at night for whatever reason, an emergency or something. You realize how wicked bright like the store is with the lighting in there. And then you think about how, wow, most people's homes are like this. And no wonder the average American sleeps like 6 hours or less. when they used to sleep over 9 hours. And if you look at the timeline, I actually went back and looked at this, and I think people will find this interesting. Before light was brought in the home in America, the average American slept over 9.5 hours. And you slowly see it lower throughout, this is in the early 1990s, to now. You slowly see it diminish from when we brought light into the home, from just lighting itself to incandescent lamp or lighting, to then television, and then colored television, and then computers, and then cell phones. You see it go from 9.5 to 6 or less. That's a drastic decrease in sleep, you know, in just 100 years.
And we all know the benefits, the power of those beautiful, delicious 8 hours. There's just no denying. It's such a low-hanging fruit in the wellness field. So many people are, you know, what's this supplement and what can I do for this and take this and do this? Well, first, have you got your sleep dialed in? Are you sleeping 8 hours, really good quality sleep? And that is such a low-hanging fruit. It's something that we can all do. It's free, and get that dialed in first, and then watch all of these other benefits in your life just happen. Your health will increase, your mental health, your physical health. Everything gets better when you are having those deep, juicy 8 hours of sleep.
For everybody listening, that is one of the most impactful things for someone to say is, look at your sleep. Look at these things that are low-hanging fruit that you can improve, that can make a big impact on your health. Are you familiar with Dr. Matthew Walker? He wrote the book, Why We Sleep. He's been on numerous big, big platform podcasts, such as Joe Rogan, couple other shows. If you get a chance, find a podcast that he's on or purchase his book and read it. I mean, it's cheap to get, you know, a Kindle and buy the book or et cetera. But he talks about the impact of sleep and why we sleep. And he talks about how it's the most competitive advantage thing that you can do over someone else is you can get better sleep than them. And also he throws out a big stat for hormones. And this is looking at men. Men in their 40s and 50s that average 6 hours or less versus men that average 7 hours plus, the same age group, their testosterone was 10 years difference. So the group that was sleeping less, their testosterone was 10 years past the group that was getting the adequate sleep. So that's just on your hormones. And okay, so if it affects your hormones affect lots of areas of the body, right? We know this. So just look at that one small component of just sleep can make the biggest difference. And I think, you know, you said it there, is it's not sexy. Saying get a good night's sleep, it's like, well, that's not cool. I can't really post about that on social. I can't really, there's not really action I can show versus I'm taking this supplement or I'm doing this. That's really what it is. Health and wellness in general is its balance. And that's what we educate at Juve is balance. And mixing red and near infrared light in is going to help bring your body back to balance, but it's not the only piece of the puzzle. You know what I mean? It is a piece, but it's not the only piece.
Exactly. And we have to look at health and wellness holistically and look at all of the different pieces of the puzzle, which is why I love light, because it is one of the pieces.
And it's a forgotten piece. It is a forgotten aspect. And just thinking about light in general, if you take the sun away, the universe that we know it as our universe is like Earth gone. The sun and light powers the entire Earth. It heats the Earth. It helps the plants grow. It provides energy for us. So take that away, we're just non-existent. So, you know, for those thinking, what does light really do? Well, it powers the universe.
Pretty powerful, that's for sure.
Yeah, you bet.
Let's pretend now that you have a magic wand and you could put one book in the school curriculum of every high school around the world. What book would you choose?
I like these questions. I would either choose the book I just mentioned, Why We Sleep, because I think it's such an eye-opener and it'll just blow your mind of really how we just have such a lack of sleep and how even doctors in today's world, they spend virtually 2 hours or less in their curriculum throughout their whole education on sleep and the impact it has, right? So why is that alarming? Is if someone comes to the doctor and they have an issue, they never ask, well, how are you sleeping, right? They're not educated on it unless they've done it post, you know, post their medical schooling. So Why We Sleep by Dr. Matthew Walker. And I'll give you another one just because I like recommending these books. The Circadian Codes by Dr. Sachin Panda. That is another amazing, amazing eye-opening book of how your body needs to run on rhythms. And it runs on rhythms. And light dictates those rhythms. When we eat dictates it. When we exercise and when we sleep. And those rhythms can, if you get those dialed in, it can have major health benefits. One of them is eat dinner early, right? Don't eat right before you go to bed, because what happens is your stomach shuts down. If you eat too late, your body's not going to digest that food. It's going to sit in there. It's going to sit in your stomach. And then when you wake up the next morning, you're going to wonder why you might have a little bit of acid indigestion. And the reason why is because your food sat in stomach acid all night because your body didn't digest it, because it doesn't digest food when you're sleeping. So that's a major, major book that I would recommend. So the two books, Why We Sleep and The Circadian Codes.
Awesome. And we'll link to them in the show notes so people can go and check them out. Thank you. I haven't read either of those, so I'm excited to dive into them.
Oh, they're great. You'll like them. They're those type of books where it's like tough to put down and that you find yourself kind of getting lost in them. And they're connected because, you know, your circadian rhythm directly ties to your sleep. So they're very complementary to each other. And it goes into fasting. Why is it important to fast and how your body does it beneficial and how it's good to have to give your body the same time windows when you'd eat. So your body will actually anticipate creating the enzymes, creating the stomach acid to say, okay, we know food is coming because we're in a rhythm. And every single organ in the body runs on a circadian rhythm. So it's really, really fascinating. I think you'd really enjoy it.
Yeah, can't wait to check it out. I would love to hear now how your day looks, and in particular, your morning routine. I love hearing about how people prime themselves for the day. Talk us through a typical day in your life and all of your little rituals and wellness hacks.
So now it's been majorly disrupted, as we've been talking about. I have a 15-week-old. So now my routine kind of goes with, she dictates how my morning's going to go. But before my daughter, I typically would, my morning would consist of getting up, obviously. And then I started really experiencing body issues. And what I mean by body issues, and the reason I implemented this, what I'm about to mention, I started to get lower back pain, shoulder pain. I'm in my very early 30s. I'm about to turn 31. And I thought, okay, why am I having these issues? I never had them before. It's when I made the shift from doing more physical labor to a desk job and not being active. I felt like my body tightened up. And what I've discovered is if you don't utilize certain muscles, they'll go dormant in your body, right? They'll turn off. So let's, like, an example would be my left hip flexor, I figured out, was not firing. It wasn't working. My left hip flexor was doing all the work. So it was causing issues. And so I really work on body alignment in the morning. That's one of the first things I'll go to work at. They're almost like stretches, but they're more like muscle stimulation. So it could be leaning against the wall and doing a plank or an air bench where you just kind of squat and you go against the wall and you activate your hip flexors. Or you might do some bear crawls where you're activating different glute muscles. And so that's typically how I'll start my day. I won't go from laying and being still to then sitting in a chair. I want to wake the body up. And it's very different from an exercise because then you're going into physical performance, like running, different things like that. That is good. But if you don't have all the muscles activated and working, you're going to experience pain at some sort of a line there. So body alignment is something I look at. And that's where, and what I mean by that is if you take a picture of yourself, you can see pretty easily, right? Are your shoulders level? Are your hips level? And if those areas aren't good, that means you're out of balance. And if you're out of balance for too long, your elevated hip could lead to an ankle, like your ankle hurting because your body's compensating. So long story short of that long-winded answer, I start my day by working on some body alignment things. Then I obviously will do some red light. I'd use a full body device. You can't see it in the picture, but it's about the size of a wall. Maybe I can turn this a little bit. You can see it there on the wall there. Yeah. So that's a very large panel consisted of that single panel there. And I will stand in front of that and do a treatment. And then I'll usually go till about 9 or so without any food and no coffee, nothing. Because when you read circadian codes, you realize that anything but water will technically break your fast. You're not fasting anymore. And the reason being is you just kicked off your stomach to digest that coffee, to do something with that caffeine. So you've kind of ended your fast. You're then technically in like a coffee fast, right? You're not really eating food, but your real fast ended with coffee. And so I'll go, you know, that long without anything. I guess before that too, I will get out and see the sun, right? To stimulate cortisol. And then I'll make sure to do some grounding. Have you really gotten into doing any grounding? I know there's kind of some, not a lot of research, but man, it just feels good. It feels good to put your feet in the grass and just wake up. So I typically try to stay off screens for a while, you know, to start my morning.
I love it. So many good things, so many little things that we can all implement. So I love it. Thank you for sharing that. I've got three rapid fire questions for you now. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What is one thing that we can do today for our health?
One thing you can do today for your health is start looking at your light environment and start there. You don't have to go buy a Juve device. You can start simple with, okay, I'm going to get some salt lamps and I'm going to lower the Kelvin of light in my house, the brightness at night, and I'm going to lower it, right? I'm going to put red lights in the bedroom. I'm going to make sure during the day, first thing, get out and see the sun, right? And I know a lot of us can't do that, but if you have a lunch break, wherever you're at, as your office is, get out and just take a break, because there's studies that show if you're getting bright light during the day, it helps keep your circadian rhythm on track. So your body knows, okay, it's midday. And then about 6 hours later, we're going to need to start producing melatonin for sleep. So if you can do that, simple. So that would be my answer, is take note of your light environment and take action.
Love it. What is one of the most important things that we could do today for our wealth? So more abundance in all areas of your life.
I would say is self-discovery. That's really what I view health as. It is self-discovery, because the same things that I might do in general are good for most people, but sometimes you have to do things that are different for you. And so let's call one out, like a diet, right? Someone might eat a low carb diet. Someone might eat more of a high carb diet, and that works for that individual, and that's okay, right? So that's what it's all about, in my opinion, is self-discovery. When you start discovering yourself and how your body works, then you can really start making some good change.
Yeah, absolutely. And what is one of the most important things that we can do for more love in our life?
More love. I think being communicating, opening up your feelings, telling another person how you feel. You may feel a certain way inside, but if you don't express that and put yourself out there, you can't really expect to get love back.
Yeah, absolutely. So important, so simple, and something that we can all do today. Is there anything else that you want to share, Wes? Any last parting words of wisdom or anything that you wanted to talk about that I didn't get to ask you?
Yeah. You know, I'd say if you're curious about just learning more about light in general, I would highly recommend visiting our website. And I wouldn't jump to the shop page, even though I'm guessing most people are, but don't jump to the shop page. Start at our learn page. Just start reading about the science. Go, you know, and if you don't want to go to our website, go to PubMed. Go to PubMed and just search the database on, can light really do these things that, you know, this crazy guy that Melissa had on is talking about. So I encourage you to go to our learn page, and then also go to the reviews page. See what people are saying. Those are real customer reviews that go right to our website, and just read what people are saying and how it's impacting their life. So that's Jouv.com, Jouv.com.
Awesome. And I'll link to that in the show notes as well. Thank you so much for all of your wisdom and for all the work that you're doing educating people. I want to know how we can give back to you. You're helping so many people get healthier and happier. So how can we serve you and give back to you today?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, we could go and educate ourselves on light. I think that would be a really great place to start. Go and educate yourself.
And I'll add there, have an open mind. You know, if there's one thing there, just have an open mind and go and approach things as just a student. And that was a huge thing for me to learn, is we don't know it all about health. We're still discovering things of the human body. And so when you approach it that way of learning, and just because you haven't heard about light, you know, in your high school education, or you haven't seen it in your gym, doesn't mean that there's not a significant benefit to light and, let's say, muscle recovery, you know? So open-mindedness, I think, is really good virtue.
Yeah, 100%. In all areas of your life, it's going to benefit you.
Absolutely.
Wes, thank you so much for coming on and sharing all of your wisdom with us and educating us. I'm so grateful and it's been such a pleasure. So thank you.
Thanks, Melissa. I really appreciate having the conversation.
I highly recommend checking out the Juve products. They are incredible. I hope you got a lot out of today's episode. And if you did, please subscribe and leave me a review on Apple Podcasts because that means that we can inspire and educate even more people together. And it also means that you could potentially be the review of the week for next week, which is pretty awesome. And speaking of review of the week, I want to read next week's review. And it is a 5-star review from Volley Erica, and it's titled Pretty Cool. And she says, seriously, my favorite human I can listen to. Her voice is calming, and every time I listen, I feel like I'm walking on clouds. It makes me so happy. I've started listening to her podcast about 8 months ago from the first episode, and I'm still going back to the older episodes because they are so good. The knowledge is amazing, and her beautiful vibe just comes through at every episode. Please keep up the beautiful work you do. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful for that gorgeous review. And as a little thank you, I want to gift you one of my top 4 favorite products, and that is some goodies from Hydrogen Health. So all you have to do is email me, hello@melissaambrosini.com with your address, and we'll send those out to you, my love. And don't forget to come and follow me on Instagram @melissaambrosini and tell me your top key takeaways from this episode. I absolutely love reading what you get out of each episode. So please keep coming and sharing them with me. And for everything that Wes and I mentioned in today's episode, you can check out in the show notes. That's at melissaambrosini.com/391. And before I go, I just wanted to say thank you so much for being here, for wanting to be the best, the healthiest, and the happiest version of yourself, and for showing up today for you. You rock. Now, if there's someone in your life that you can think of that would really benefit from this episode, please share it with them right now. You can take a screenshot, share it on your social media, email it to them, text it to them, do whatever you've got to do to get this in their ears. And until next time, don't forget that love is sexy, healthy is liberating, and wealthy isn't a dirty word.